The man who followed him into the state's top office wishes more politicians would emulate Lee Dreyfus. Former Governor Tony Earle succeeded Dreyfus in office, but the two men had become friends years before entering state politics.
I was up in Wausau practicing law. He was at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. We got to know one another then. We formed a bond of friendship. It always lasted. And I'll remember how generous and friendly he always was, how we had such a great personal relationship.
The former Republican governor died Wednesday night at age 81. Bill Kraus worked in the Dreyfus administration.
He ran the most open administration Wisconsin or maybe any state has ever seen. No press releases, total access of the press to him and his office on the theory we're doing the people's business. The press is the communication system to the people.
Earle says Dreyfus got along with most everyone, Republicans and Democrats, while disproving the conventional political wisdom.
That is, you don't have to have several million dollars. You don't have to engage in attacking your opponent and diminishing them. You can be straightforward. You can be a person of integrity. You can be entertaining, and you can win. We'd all be better off if more people played the game by those kinds of rules.
Like Earle, Kraus has fond memories of Dreyfus as a friend.
The most delightful candidate I ever dealt with. He was smart. He did his own speech writing. He obeyed orders. He put up with suggestions that most people would have rejected out of hand. And he loved people. He loved people.
Dreyfus, who died Wednesday at age 81, served one term as governor from 1979 to 1983. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.